Ben, we recently did a pancake parlor episode, but we have more to share.
We do.
A lot has come to light from our listeners. So after we shared our pancake parlor episode, a lot of people got in touch to tell us that savory pancakes, well, to tell me that savory pancakes at the pancake parlor are actually really good.
Yeah.
And I'm missing out.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe them. And then so many people told me about them, like specifically the cheese and potato pancake.
Yeah.
That I kind of had to partake. I had to see what I was missing.
So we had an Ingredipedia Media AGM.
Yeah.
At the pancake parlor.
And I wanted to go to the Doncaster one.
Yeah.
Because that's the best one out of the three I've been to. But where did you make us go to, Ben?
Melbourne Central.
And what whimsical fun things does the Melbourne Central pancake parlor have?
It's got some signs, I guess. Got maybe some that lady holding the fork was on some things.
It's a very minimal pancake parlor. There's no crazy mirrors. There's no chess sets. There's no dog eating pancakes on a train.
Yeah, there's no train like flying around the roof. Mm. Yeah, yeah, okay.
But you know what they do have? Tabriz crepes.
Yeah.
Which is what you chose.
Chose that one. Yeah. And then our pancake parlor insider told us, Alice, who we spoke to on the episode, that they're the worst ones.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad I chose well.
I think she said, oh, no, not the Tabriz.
Yeah, it was kind of like watery bolognese.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But yours?
Mine was good. Okay, I had the cheese and potato pancake that the listeners suggested. Despite there being an app special on the chicken parma pancake, I just couldn't do it.
No. The pancake is a redundant part of the yes. chicken parma, really.
So when the cheese and potato pancake came, I thought it had ice cream on top, which was disturbing. But then you told me it was whipped butter.
Whipped butter, which is not disturbing.
No, I could still taste that in my mouth hours later in a good way. And that was, we also had like a $1 short stack to finish and I could still taste the butter after that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. Because we chose whipped butter.
I chose ice cream.
Oh, you had ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
But I could still taste the butter.
Well, I had the butter and I had no regrets.
Mm.
Yeah. The short stack was A1.
Mm. How good did it feel like showing our little coupons and getting them for
$1? $1. It was worth giving all of our data to the Sea Org. I mean, signing up to the app.
Oh, my God. Okay. Remember, we're trying not to get sued.
Gotcha.
So that's our pancake parlor memory, but some of our listeners have been sharing their pancake parlor memories and they're so good we had to make a whole episode about them. So first up is Lainey.
Your pancake parlor episode had me so nostalgic. I grew up in Doncaster in the 90s and as a teenager went to the Doncaster pancake parlor with my mates, and one time in particular there was a group of us and my smart ass mate Sam ordered a short stack of pancakes. And he, remember those complimentary jugs of maple syrup they had on every table? Well, he used the entire jug on his short stack and then ate up all the pancakes and slurped up that maple syrup. And he was so green around the gills at the end. But when we got to the register, they presented the bill and there was an additional charge of $12 for unreasonable use of maple syrup. I mean, at this age, I had probably done like units one and two of legal studies and I was outraged and incensed, and I demanded that they take the $12 off. I said there was nothing stipulating what unreasonable use of maple syrup was. They did back down, I recall, and we slinked off, but we never returned. And that is my memory of the pancake parlor.
$12.
I know.
Harsh.
So proud of Lainey, though, for sticking it to that greedy mad hatter. Our next listener who got in touch had a follow-up from us talking about the pancake parlor food truck. Like, we were saying it's probably one of the first food trucks that used to cater weddings. So Talia has an amazing story about that food truck.
So my parents got married in 1983. 40 years ago. They were pretty young at the time and they just had their wedding at my grandparents' property. And anyway, I've heard them mention over the years a few times that they had a pancake parlor van at their wedding, but I've never thought about it too much. Anyway, I called Mum and I asked if she could remember what they served, whether it was sweet or savory. And she said, oh, I have no idea. She said she remembered there was a pancake parlor van, but has no recollection about what they served. So she said she'd put me on to Dad. he would be more likely to remember. Anyway, Dad decided he was pretty sure that the pancake parlor van only served sweet pancakes. And the reason he remembers this is that he did some of the other catering for the wedding himself. And he remembers specifically making loads of tofu burgers with a cumin and turmeric marinade, which is a pretty specific memory for someone that can't remember what pancakes were served. But anyway, he thinks that the van was just pumping out short stacks with lemon and sugar and maple syrup. It was a pretty quirky wedding. They had a kazoo band and homemade tofu burgers. So I don't think that the pancake parlor catering was particularly mainstream for the weddings at the time, but super fun.
That is a whimsical wedding.
It is. But also, Ben, I'm validated because I said that they would only be catering sweet pancakes.
Did I say something about a Tabriz? I regret it.
Our next story from a listener is from Jessalyn, who has a Brisbane pancake parlor memory.
Morning, Emily and Ben. Love and Greetopedia. So my story is about the pancake parlor in Brisbane, which is actually called the Pancake Manor. And it's on Charlotte Street in the city. It's also open 24/7. I have a really clear and fond memories of celebrating birthdays there before school with my friends. So we'd somehow get up, you know, ridiculously early, get ourselves into the city, order our pancakes, smash our chocolate jubilees, and then walk to school afterwards and somehow still make it just before the bell. Yeah, love Pancake Manor.
What do you think sounds better, Pancake Parlor or Pancake Manor?
Oh, well, I mean, I can't just unlearn my whole life of knowing about the Pancake Parlor.
Well, I think Pancake Manor sounds regal and like a huge mansion that you walk into and there's just like pancakes dripping off the walls.
But it doesn't have the alliteration of Pancake Parlor.
Mm. I think we need to go to Brisbane to try out the Pancake Manor. I think that's where this is going.
the next Ingredipedia Media AGM?
Yeah.
Brisbane.
All right. And our last one is from Mitch.
Hey guys, your savoury pancake parlour experience reminded me of my own, so I thought I'd share. In 1992, on a family road trip down the coast, all the families were on holiday with stopped at the pancake parlour nearest Geelong on a hot afternoon. While I don't remember much now, being the ripe old age of 6 at the time, I remember a heated debate with Mum as to why my brother and I couldn't have a sweet pancake for dinner like the other kids. Mum, being a health freak, insisted we have something savoury, so the bolognese option was reluctantly placed in front of two very dejected boys. Each mouthful was protested with gritted teeth, and eventually the towel was thrown in, with at best half being consumed. Some 50 kilometres later, down the winding Great Ocean Road, two young boys sitting rearward facing in a Mazda 626 wagon saw their dinner a second time. Needless to say, our next visit to the pancake parlour many years later was purely a dessert affair.
So they had the debris.
They had the debris, yep.
And that's what happened to them.
And then they saw the debris all over again. I love the detail in that story, that it was a vivid, vivid story from Mitch.
Very evocative.
Very evocative. the Mazda rearward-facing Mazda 626 wagon. I'm sure it was never the same again as well. So thank you to Mitch's parents.
And nothing gets to Briz out. So, yeah, I don't think we're done when it comes to the pancake parlour.
It sounds like we're not.
We've got a few live leads to follow. I'm tipping there's going to be a part three at some stage next year.
Yeah, but let's leave the Tabriz out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Just quickly, we're thinking of doing some special episodes on specific ice creams and icy poles over summer. So please let us know if there's anything in particular you want us to investigate in the milk bar freezer.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. I'd like to quote from the Pancake Parlour Bill of Fare. Pancake stacks, ever-loving ham steak and pineapple, mushroom pancake, buckwheat minion steak. Oh, lovely. Pancake mozzarella, fruit slush, hot buttered walnuts, a short stack with maple syrup and whipped butter. Look, I'm drooling. With a new egg and a rasher of Canadian bacon. And don't forget, crepe Suzette's. Something's always happening at the three pancake parlours. City, Geelong, Frankston. I'll meet you there.
Have a family meal at the Pancake Parlour these school holidays. Lovely.